Blog Talk Radio. I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Please, composed with love by my nephew, Miles DeBastian. Thank you for joining us tonight. As you all know, I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight are my co-hosts, Kim and Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Since Nicole knows women are making many of the same mistakes in their relationships with each other. Kim is a beautiful woman as well. She's a divorced mother of two. She will share the secrets that she's heard men utter about love, relationship, and marriage, and that she's learned from being a stripper in a gentleman's club. Remember, this is a call-in show, and we would love to hear from you. The call-in number is 646-929-0958. And tonight we'll be talking about what women want, what they want in the bedroom, out of the bedroom, and everywhere in between, and what my brilliant co-host Kim just discovered. She believes men basically want the same things. Nicole has been very busy this week with her new business, and I hope she'll share a little bit of that with us. And Kim's been sick. She's been laid up with her arm being repaired, and she's been reading all kinds of books, including The Soulmate Secret, which I hope she'll tell us a little bit what she learned. Now, anyway, I think we have a caller already. Can you see that, Nicole?
I do.
And let's see if we can take a call. Maybe the person has something to add right away to what we might
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Oh.
No, I think they just wanted to call in to listen, not to be picked up.
Okay, great. Anyway, we're talking about what we want, you know, out of our relationship. And I don't know, I think Kim's been thinking about a lot since she's been the one having the most time on her hands to think about love. And first of all, I want you to tell the audience how you've been preparing for a new love to manifest into your life. You did something pretty remarkable today, and you might want to share that with us.
Oh, yes. I actually went out and bought a new mattress.
Wow, hooray. We love it.
Kind of out with the old, in with the new, and I kind of laughed, and I was talking to somebody today. I said, you know, a lot of tears have been cried on that bed, and he was like, oh, you need to be a country western writer. But it's true. I just want to, you know, just get all the bad, you know, negative energy out of the room, and I actually brought some new paint color that kind of represents.
Okay, tell us what the paint color is called.
Oh, it's called Hot Lips. Although my lips have been very cold for quite some time now, I hope this will inspire me or, you know, some positive energy in that aspect. And I moved around all the pictures. I took all old pictures off the walls. And it's funny, I got flowers a couple times this past week from, you know, a couple people. And I always said I didn't like flowers. You know why, Cindy? Because I always got flowers when somebody was saying they were sorry. But you know what? I think I like flowers, and every day I've cut flowers from outside, and I've put them in my room, and it's getting to be a little bit more of a warm
and
place.
And see, you're really trying to make room. If we want a higher love to manifest, if we want soulmate love, we really have to make space in our life for it and clean out the old vibrations, the old sorrow, you know, let go of the past and make room for this. And that's really a great preparation that you're doing, and I'm sure it feels really good to be doing it as well.
It does, you know, when I had some journals I had been writing in for the last year, and, you know, all my pain, my happiness, or whatever it is, and I decided that I needed to kind of toss them in the garbage as well and leave the past in the past and, you know, start from now, you know.
And start brand new and fresh in a brand new bed.
In a brand new bed.
A brand new bed, which is wonderful. And, Nicole, I want you to share with our audience your new, you know, because you're an entrepreneur. I think people wonder what we mean by that. Maybe you could share some of the things that you've been doing and what's been happening in your life.
Okay, well.
And if you hear Nicole's a little tired, you'll know why when she tells you what she's been up to.
Well, actually, I think the whole fatigue aspect is working out in our favor because I'm always the loud talker of the bunch, and I've been very quiet lately, so I think it's working out well in everybody's favor. Okay, as an entrepreneur, well, yes, I am a writer, and I have been trying with the minimal time that I have to work on my own creative outlet in that respect and work on a book that I've been working on for quite some time. But most recently, I have been working in a video game business to which I have a partnership with someone else. And we've been getting the store up and running now for the past couple of weeks. And it has been really, really crazy and trying to manage something retail from doing, you know, what I was doing before, which was a lot of manual and technical labor. And, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of customers and dealing with a lot of issues as a business owner, and that's it. It's monopolized a lot of my time in addition to trying to come over here to take care of my friend when in her hour of need.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, again, that's an act of love. And they're soulmate friends, and soulmate friends do things for each other. When one is sick, she's there to help the other and to cheer on. I mean, that's the kind of thing that women want. I think they want that from their friends, and they certainly want that from their husbands or lovers, that if they're not feeling well, you know, he goes that extra mile to do something nice to...
Well, Kim and I have already discovered that if I were a male and she were gay, we'd be perfect together, but it's just not so.
And again, God always gives us a female soulmate friend on our way to a male, to having like a loved one, because the way that we act with our friend soulmate, the way that we speak so kindly and we support them and we try to, you know, bring out the best in each other, and if one's sick, we help, or if one's in need, we help, is the way that we really should act with our lovers. I mean, a lot of women are shocked when I say that. I said, you know, I see how you are with your friend. You're so terrific with her. Why are you so mean to your lover? You know, it doesn't seem to translate that a lover
Cindy,
or
I do have to say that I was a little mean to Nicole this week, and I will apologize. I am sorry because I've been cooped up all week, and she did make me dinner, and it wasn't really to my taste.
And we know
Kim, although everybody else liked it, I might add.
Well, we know that Kim is very
picky. I'm sorry.
And as a woman, I will tell you this. The one thing that I begged for God to bring a soulmate that was easygoing, that didn't matter if something was cooked a certain way or anyway, as long as it was good and healthy food. And for me, what I really love is someone who is a little bit easygoing. And I don't know if Nicole agrees with that, but sometimes for me, an easygoing temperament makes life a lot easier. And
yeah, so I definitely agree with you there. It definitely does. But actually, it was a good thing because when Kim and I were discussing the topic in preparation for tonight, I just had jotted down, like, you know, 10 different attributes, and she had, like, 60 on her list. So as I thought about it more, I started jotting down more, and one of the things that I actually added to my list was won't make fun or be mean when I try something that I'm not really that good at. So it's helping me be specific with what I want with somebody.
Well, that's good, because the more specific we are, the universe will honor that. You know, if we know something that's a deal breaker or not, you know, for me, definitely, I don't want a person that I have to walk around eggshells with. My whole life I was raised by people you had to walk around eggshells. I married a man I had to walk around, like tiptoe around. And for me, I just want someone who is really pretty much happy in their own skin, and I just add to that happiness. And You know, we should add that Kim is an excellent chef, so I think, you know, that's part of the problem. She is like the world's best chef. So, I mean,
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so her taste is a little bit more discerning than the average person. But,
I was very cranky, Cindy.
But Kim
will
just as much love to make you a delicious meal. So, you know, that's a nice trait. And I think sometimes someone making a nice meal is something that a woman might like. You know, we might like to have our man prepare us a nice meal or, you know, take us out for a nice dinner if he's not a good cook, or order something in, because those are the kinds of little acts that of love that make us all happy. Now, I know that Kim's been making a list of things that she wants. So, you know, you guys out there,
list she's been writing a book of her own.
A long list of men who are like intrigued by her. So, you know, jot this down if you're interested in winning Kim's hand and her heart, because she's really going to reveal some secrets to you. So, you know, why don't you start with your number one, what you want?
Oh, the number one thing on the list would be honesty. And in going over tonight's topic about, you know, what I would like to have, you know, in the bedroom first would be somebody who loves me honestly and that I can love back.
Okay, the key word for her in bed is love.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't want just somebody who's good in bed, because that's not going to do it for her. That'll help if she loves him and he's good in bed, but she first and foremost wants someone to love her.
That is the most important thing. As equally as I love them, I mean, there should be a soul connection. And I want somebody to desire me and crave me, crave the sound of my voice, crave, you know, the smell of my skin and, you know, the movement of my body and just crave me. I think that I don't know if I ever really had that, maybe once, but and oral sex, but that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, right. Okay, so first of all, she's been very honest of what she likes, and she said honesty. Now, honesty both in the bedroom and out of the bedroom are important. You know, I was speaking to her, a very nice man yesterday. He's in his 50s. He's never been married, this guy, and he was talking about, you know, part of the problem is that sometimes people are not honest in bed. You know, you don't know what the person wants, and they're not telling you, or you're too shy to tell them. And so if, you know, you're a person who likes oral sex and, you know, the person's not doing it, maybe you need to tell them you like it. Maybe they don't know if you like it. Maybe they'll be shy or whatever.
Well, they might have known, but they just weren't good at it, so they stopped doing it.
Well,
and then when they did do it, and then they stopped doing it in the end anyway, so.
Okay, and again, honesty is an important part in and out of the bed for people to be able to communicate. Love is definitely important. You know, I'll share something that I found very important. And it's funny because I went online to find out if there's any studies as to what women want in, you know, in their romantic relationship. And the number one thing in the survey was they wanted someone to dance with them. And I thought that was funny, because what's been happening to me is I have this wonderful man who comes over and puts on a Frank Sinatra song and dances with me in the kitchen or in the bedroom. And it really is a very romantic gesture. And I didn't realize that that was at the top of the list in the surveys. Could you imagine?
And Cindy, you know, I mean, for me, and, you know, in my 6 or 7 serious relationships, nobody's ever been romantic.
Okay.
Ever.
So, and romance is a really important thing. And, you know, I've been quite stunned by the romance in my life, a man who will pick 20 songs to put on his iPod that will tell me how he feels. And when we're in my home here, and I'm like, wow, he picked really 20 phenomenal songs. And I think it took time, it took, you know, thought, and that was a very romantic gesture. And so if you can make the romance sort of in your life and bring it, women really do want a little romance.
I mean, Cindy, I am probably one of the most romantic people I know.
Absolutely.
And I never gave up on that. And, you know, my room reflects it. I mean, you've been in my
Your whole home reflects
my
it.
My home
it's
reflects
a very romantic home. And the ambiance.
And something I've always desired in my life that maybe I was just never really. No, my ex-husband, I used to say it all the time. Can you be a little more romantic? I used to buy him books like that. That's not the way I am.
But, again, when people say that, you know, we can all learn and we can all, you know, and if someone's asking you for something and you profess to love them, then what's the harm? And actually, what I'm finding is that, you know, the men enjoy the romance as much as the woman. You know, if it comes from a place of, you know, truth. And what happens is, if you want to have a sizzling sex life, it might be nice if you romance the woman, because it really makes you feel, you know,
sexy.
Appreciated. It makes you feel sexy. And like you said, they make you feel beautiful, or that, you know, you thought of me during the day. And one thing that I find is really great is to have a lover or a husband or a person in your life who will send you sexy or loving emails throughout the day. Maybe just a sentence that says, you know, I remembered last night and it was great, or just thinking about you. Whatever word or, you know, little sentence that you do will make the person feel very loved during the day, and that will certainly, you know, open up a woman to wanting to share her bed with you. I mean, most of the time when love life or the sex life goes down the drain, it's because the romance is gone and there's no affection outside of the bedroom.
Just become purely mechanical.
And the truth of the matter is, the longer you're with someone, probably the better the sex gets mechanically. And so maybe, you know, the actual sex act seems to be more satisfying at a physical level, but it isn't on an emotional or spiritual or psychological level. So it's, again, putting some romance into your life, you know, really trying to bring that in a day-to-day basis is something that I think is probably one of the most important things we can do. And, Nicole, we haven't heard from you. I mean, do you know, as a lesbian, do you like romance? Is it something important to you?
Yeah. Well, romance is very important. What are you smirking at? She's smirking at me. This woman, I'm telling you.
Was your ex a romantic?
My ex was actually somewhat romantic, but I think she gives herself a little more credit for being more romantic than she actually was.
Okay. Again, romance is one of those things that, you know, what makes something romantic? I would say, you know, Kim was just saying she didn't like flowers because she always thought it was like sort of this token, you know, I've been bad and I'm trying to make peace with you. So sometimes she didn't like flowers, but flowers sent just for sending them with a little note, been thinking about you, or just bringing a rose or a flower to somebody is a very thoughtful gesture. And saying thank you and being in gratitude, you know, someone's done something for you, they've made you a nice dinner or whatever they've done, just saying thank you, I appreciate it, really does a lot to make a woman feel like, you know, okay, I made you dinner, I have to, it's my job. You know, we want to feel like if you make dinner every night, if that happens to be your job and your family, because nobody else knows how to cook, don't you still want to hear someone say that was a delicious meal and thank you?
Yeah, I can't say I had that for 10 years. There was always some critiquing on that. Although we did lose 20 pounds after we broke up.
Uh-huh, I see that. I'm not sure if we have callers. Is anybody trying to get in? Because I see a couple of...
You know what? Somebody finally pressed the button to get connected. So
okay,
let's see
what this person has to say and who they may be.
Hi, ladies. It's Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good. Well, I heard you guys talking about what you did this week and what happened. Now, I got to tell the audience, Kim helped to introduce me to the law of attraction. Now, I had a lot of negative feelings about it because last year it just didn't work out. But I'm an aspiring photographer, and something really terrific happened to me.
What's that?
Well, I used to sell real estate, and my email address got on everybody's emailing list. So the other day in the office, I'm checking my personal email, and there's an ad for, do you need a photograph for your business card? Contact such and such a studio in Manhattan. So I send the guy back an email, and I said, listen, I'm not a real estate agent anymore, but I'm an amateur photographer, and I would love to take lessons. Long story short, next Thursday, I have an appointment to go and observe a photo shoot and perhaps assist the guy.
Wow, and that's how the universe...
Congratulations, Bob.
Yeah, and
also, I want you to know we were just talking about, Nicole and myself were just talking about you doing a photo shoot as well with me.
Well, I know we've had that on the drawing board for about a year, but I'm also happy to report that three friends of mine are involved in theater and they're looking for professional headshots, and I get the crack at it.
Super.
Wow. So and thank you. I wanted to just chime in. I wasn't really prepared to talk about what guys want, what women want. But I know in my case, and Nicole, don't jump on me because I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
Okay, Nicole, no jumping on the men, please. We know you don't like to jump on men anyway, so.
Oh. I think.
I'm not in the same room with her, so I can't muzzle her. So if I were, I would, you know. So you know.
It's okay. If everybody, if all of a sudden Bob goes mute, you know why.
No, I'm not going to go. No. I've been analyzing a lot of this, and I think the thing that right now I would want the most is to feel desire. Because having been in a very long relationship, and a lot of it is about being taken for granted, you know, the negative side of things, you don't often get to feel that you are still desirable and that you're still attractive. And that's, I mean, that may not be true for everybody, but that's how I'm feeling.
And that's exactly what Kim said. I don't know if you heard her say that, but we can never, ever take the person for granted. You know, try to remember the first time you were with the person, the first time they talked with you, the excitement and how you felt that, oh, my God, I'm with this person, you know. Oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, I'm making love to this person, or I can't believe they're in my life. Try to keep that alive. You know, you so desired that person. And, you know, to take it for granted is really not a good thing. And people do tend to feel more sexual, more, you know, more ready to go into bed with someone who desires them and makes them feel desired.
Right. And as far as a woman, from my point of view, I agree entirely on the romance. We just celebrated our 32nd wedding anniversary, and I did the bottle of perfume, and I did the half dozen red roses, and then we went out for a very nice dinner at a very chic Italian restaurant. So I tried to make it as romantic as possible, even though it was just an anniversary. You know, we both had to work, and it was a Friday night, and it was difficult. But I tried to do that. And I think women want that. And I think women like to be told that they're beautiful and desirable. But, you know, I think women also want stability. I think they want to know that, and it goes along with the honesty that Kim was talking about before. They want to feel that the relationship is solid. They want to feel that the man is in love with them, heart, mind, soul, and body, as you've been saying all along.
And you're absolutely right. The studies that, you know, I told you I was doing some research on the studies, and the study, the number one thing, you know, was dancing that the woman wanted, but in terms of emotional, they wanted a commitment from a man and that he loved them and that he wasn't going anywhere before she could really feel, you know, passionate in that bedroom, you know, and really, you know, that is the most important trait in the study. So, you know, what you've observed is just showing, you know, we don't need million-dollar studies to tell us what we already inherently know in our being. And
it's been my experience that the stability in the relationship is probably the most desired thing by the woman that I was with. And, I mean, I'm talking, like I said, I've been married 32 years, but I had a life before marriage. And even in the relationships I had back then, it was the stability that really drove, and it was the driving force for the woman, I think.
It makes the woman feel that, you know, she can express herself. And so, you know, we're striving for that feeling of you appreciate me, you love me, you desire me. You're here because you really want to be. There's nowhere else you'd rather be. I mean, I like to be with a man who, he feels like this is the woman he really wants to be with. You know, it's where he belongs. And, you know, that's the feeling. If you can make someone feel that they're the only person in the world you really want to be with, and it has to be someone that's who you feel about. But,
right.
And if you do feel that way, by all means, tell the person and share it. So, you know, what we're working on and striving is to make relationships seem fresh and new, even when they're 32 years in the making.
Well, also, after 32 years, and I want to keep tonight's call upbeat because I'm feeling pretty good.
We want to keep upbeat.
You know, I know. I just want to say that as far as what does a woman want in the bedroom, well, I'm not sure that I can answer that right now because of my situation. But we won't go into that because I promised I wouldn't.
All right. But again, what I think is, you know, women also like tender touching. They like a man that's just caressing her, maybe massaging her feet. You know,
a lot of cuddling and a lot of holding.
And after, you know, when, you know, the sex act is done, it's nice if sometimes a man is not so tired that he's actually able to hold you and talk to you and experience it. Sometimes you might have to make love not at the end of the day, maybe schedule a mid-afternoon session or something, but it's after it's done, the cuddling and the intimacy that takes place. And I think for me, I like falling asleep with a man who's holding me. So not turning to the side of the bed and going to his particular corner, you know. And so those are the kind of gestures that make my day. And
yeah, guys, the two things women don't want to hear, guys, are one, hey, where's the remote? And two, you want a sandwich?
I would be glad, Leach. I keep food at the next side of the table. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's
just
because your session's going so long. It's, you know, we're not, you know, the guy's going to die of, you know, starvation because he's in bed.
He might, with me.
Yeah, with 3 days, you know what I mean? See, you know, this way he needs that the nourishment afterwards. But
you need a food break.
But, again, it's having fun, I think. We also want men that, you know, being in bed is fun, and it's funny, and if something should go awry, not all things go perfect in bed, you can laugh about it. You can say,
absolutely,
you know, and that you could feel, you know, comfortable in your own skin. Women certainly don't want men that point out all their blemishes. I remember I was in the Hamptons not too long ago, and there was this guy, you know, kind of a, I guess he was a little bit older than me, I don't know, whatever, and he was staring at me, and sort of picked out in these little flaws or whatever, and he kept pointing at that, and I'm like, I said, you've never been married, huh? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because when you talk to a woman you just met and you start pointing out all the flaws, you ain't getting very far, buddy. So we'd prefer that if you didn't point out everything that's perhaps...
Well, I think men feel the same way, Cindy, because that tends to happen, and I hear that very much as well, that, you know, oh, my wife thinks that, you know, I'm bald or I'm fat or I'm getting gray hair or, you know, whatever it is.
Right. That all
and men are self-conscious, too. They just don't readily admit it.
Right. So, again, maybe, you know, not pointing out every flaw or looking for every flaw in a person, because we all certainly have them. And, you know, hopefully that you love us enough that, you know, you see beyond any superficial things. So I think it's feeling desired. It's a man telling you how much he enjoyed being with you, how much he loved making love to you, and you saying the same thing back. Do you think that's important? It is to me.
Absolutely. Well, from what I can remember, yes.
It hasn't been that long. It just seems it. But again, it's words. It's so we need affectionate words. You know, and even when I was talking about sending an affectionate email or a note or letter, you don't have to be a writer. You don't have to be a genius. If there's a line in a song you heard on the radio today that just said what you wanted to say, well, take the quote from it. Say, I heard this song, I heard this line, and it made me think of you. You know, you don't have to be Shakespeare. You can steal from other writers who maybe say it better. You can steal lines from a movie, you know, that you heard that sort of fit, and you can make it your own little dialogue.
No, Cindy, I don't know, and I'm not going to speak for every man, but in my experience, anyway, I don't know if men really typically focus on that sort of thing, you know, romance and music and romance and movies and books and such. I don't know. I haven't really come across my way, really. But
well,
for me, like, the
simplest
thing
I would put that
sending
in
me
my,
a card is a big thing.
I would put it in my soulmate manifesto, what you want. I would say, I want a man who's romantic. I want a man who does think in terms of the word.
I think she actually has that on there several times then.
Well, that's what I said. You know, I want a man who can express his feelings somehow.
Cindy, you
want to
hear something funny? My whole life, it was just like one little silly little stupid thing in the bedroom that any man would never do. And, you know, women like to dance, and, you know, that's something most of the men wouldn't do with me unless another man was tempted to dance with me. Then all of a sudden they became, you know, Fred Astaire. But jump on the bed with me.
Well, that's what I've done.
Nobody has ever jumped on the bed with me.
I jumped on my bed with someone. It was fun.
Exactly.
It's like
I'm too cool to jump on the bed. I'm too manly to just jump on the bed. Come on, let's jump on the bed. Nobody.
Well, I said
you gotta write that on my
you
list.
Can
I'm
make sure
people.
That there's someone
that'll jump on the bed.
You're so happy that it seems like the proper response is just get on your bed and jump.
Exactly.
You know, that if, well, again, what she's really getting in touch with is that we want someone who will be in touch with our natural child. We all have a natural child in us. We all have a spoiled child, the one that wants what it wants when it wants it and gimme, gimme, me, me, me. But we also have a very spontaneous natural child who likes to jump for joy, who likes laughter. I mean, women want men who will laugh in bed with them and joke with them and be spontaneous and joyful. And, you know, that's a kind of thing that you might want to work in. And Kim was talking about the food by the bed. Well, maybe after making love, you know, you go and you bring some fruit for the person to eat or some ice cream or
you
something.
You just read my mind.
You know, you have an ice cream party after one. I mean, as children, what was better than, ice cream? So
watermelon.
Watermelon,
anyway.
Fruit. You give them a couple of pieces of fruit. And again, you make a man feel like a king if you were to bring him a couple of pieces of fruit in bed.
Yeah.
So again, these are the kinds of things that, you know, it takes a little creativity, takes a little getting in touch with that natural child who just knew how to make her friend or, you know, happy. When you had a best friend when you were a little kid, you did little gestures like that. You know, what happened to the person that was so spontaneous and so giving? And again, we were talking about things that you can do. A little massage. Men like to be caressed just as much as women do. You know, sometimes women forget that. You know, that men like tender stroking and massaging, and if you can put that into your lovemaking. But mostly a sizzling bedroom is a lot of affection outside of the actual bedroom. It starts all day long, you know,
I used to say that, you know, with my ex-husband, he was like, let's do it. And I'm like, I have been arguing with you all day long. I haven't said a word to you all day. Can you romance me a little bit during the day? Like, just entice me somehow to get me to feel like I want to even be with you?
Right.
You don't get it. Women have to be, if foreplay starts before the bedroom.
Right, and that's exactly the point, that a good sex life, a good love life, takes place all day long. It's the kind things that a person does. And, you know, there was a movie, and I forget which one it is, and it actually is not a very romantic topic, but it became a very romantic scene to me. They were, I think it was Sandra Bullock was in or something, they were stuck on a parkway, and she had diarrhea, which is not very sexy. And she's with this guy who's a gazillionaire, and what he does is see somebody with their trailer, you know, transporting a trailer, and gives them like $1,000 to let her use the bathroom. And I thought, wasn't that the most chivalrous thing a man could do? He found
it. It was Hugh Grant in 2 weeks' notice.
Right. Remember that? And that is such a something.
You're talking to the movie guru here, Cindy.
Right. And see, you know what I'm talking about, how that is someone, she was going to be humiliated, embarrassed. You know, to be a human being is a humiliating experience at times. And here was a man willing to just spare her that. And so little things that you make someone's life a little bit more pleasant, you do something spontaneous, you go that extra mile all day long, and just appreciating that person and speaking kindly to them, not ordering them around or barking at them and then, okay, let's go to bed now. Like, why are you mad at me? It's over with. And
well, I mean, I would have to say with my ex, he was just indifferent. The least romantic. Very indifferent. He was affectionate, but it wasn't affection coming from romance. It was just affection like, hey, maybe I'm going to get laid tonight. I better do a little something here now.
Wow.
And I would just be like, yeah, you're just trying to get laid. Get away from me. But go pick me a flower from the yard. I mean, I would say things like this. You know?
Well,
I used all my romance up. I almost felt like I got all used up, and he had nothing to return. And
wow.
The bottom line was, well, I'm just not that way. You knew that about me when you met me.
And Cindy, I have to chime in here. He was probably one of the dumber men out there because
no,
he made some pretty dumb decisions because Kim would be sitting at home crying about her lack of romance, and who would she cry to? She would cry to me. So since I was friends with him, I would call him when she left the room. Rich, listen, Kim is having a really bad day. Go get her some flowers. Go get her a card. She eyed this thing. It's in Pier 1. It's you know, I would tell him exactly what to get, how much it was, where to get it. And I would give him a handbook to Kim on a daily basis. And yet he never, ever once listened to me.
Wow.
And Cindy, he never jumped on the bed with me either.
Well, never. Nicole, do we have a 219 number that wants to be picked up?
I see a 203 here, but nobody's pressing the number to call. Just to remind our callers.
631-209?
That would be, yeah, we already got that one.
Okay, good.
And now somebody else over here on the bottom wants to get picked up. Just a reminder to our callers, if you do want us to pick you up and you're in the call, and become in the call queue, please press the number 1. as you are listening to the show, and then I will be notified to pick up your call. So here we go to the next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
How are y'all?
Hi,
hi,
how
are you, TJ?
Yes.
How did the play go? TJ was in a musical tonight. How did it go?
Everything was great. It was the first night, so a little glitch here and there, but everything's great. How's your show going?
We're doing okay. We're talking about what women want in the bedroom, out of the bedroom, and everywhere else. And we've come up with things that they want affection. They want to hear that they're desired. They want to hear words of tenderness. They want someone to dance with them. And they like romantic music. I don't know if you have any ideas on this.
Well, not many.
As the male perspective, what would you say that men desire in the bedroom, TJ?
I would say that what they desire in the bedroom is passion and clean sheets. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? You have to be specific.
You know what? I'm writing that down right now.
Kim just went out and bought a new bed to manifest her soulmate. You know, she wants a bed that she hasn't cried in.
It's all clean.
It's all
Nobody
clean.
Nobody has ever slept in it.
And she's painting her bedroom with hot lipstick color.
I think, basically, if you're in the bedroom, you're in the, you're not in the outer office, so to speak. So you're on your way.
Well, that could be a possibility as well, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, if you're like public display.
Kim, at this point, anything is a possibility. Let us all understand this right now.
If you're like public, hello?
Yes.
I'm on a cell phone in Sac Harbor. I don't know. I do know specifically. I just don't know how specifically we can get on this radio show.
You can get specific. It's for mature audiences only. Kim said she wants oral sex, so I think, whatever.
You know what? That would be the one thing that Kim and I agree on. We both want oral sex.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ditto all the way around here.
No, I would just imagine that, it's if you're there and the spontaneity and creativeness and if you're in that spot, you're already there, I guess, aren't you?
Sure.
What you don't want, I suppose, you should really, Jesus, what a question. I've
never really
put
you on the spot there, TJ.
The spot is what you're aiming for, isn't it? But anyway, I guess somebody got that one, but
I got it.
Somebody got that.
I'm very familiar with it. Yes, TJ.
Yes, but I would say that lately the bedroom's pretty magical for me. It's the magic ride, isn't it? I guess.
That's so sweet. I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, it's pretty magical. Mhm.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, I suppose. I think also. I'm not really wanting in anything in that area. I'm very fulfilled in that area at the moment. So all I can say is that I should really let you ladies get on with the show. I got a
little good
bit
for you,
right,
TJ. Two
TJ,
thumbs up, baby.
I think there's something that's
important. Yeah, and keep up the good
you.
Work.
There's something important to you is cuddling. Being naked and very open and cuddling and talking when you're naked is a very important thing. You can really be free.
I used to call it pillow conferencing. Is like the most intimate discussions you usually have. I think when you're not wearing any clothes, you're free of your inhibitions, and you really have some of the most genuine conversations. If you can, not get distracted and start frolicking about. But but on the other side of the coin, isn't that what it's all about, basically, to be like, naked in bed, and if it's raining or snowing and the wind's howling, is there any other better place to be all squirreled up than,
no.
it's the essence of, it's the best time to be there, Sometimes, in the middle of a sunny day, you don't really feel right being in bed, But
I noticed
that's a funny thing that you should say that. I think rain is the most romantic of all weather. And God has blessed me with a week's worth of rain today, this week.
And
no one
to
share it with.
Well,
oh,
I don't know. There's something to speak about, you know, having the window open and the big full moon light shining through, lighting, you know, right through the curtains or something like that.
DJ,
or,
you sound like a very romantic man.
Uh-huh.
The lady that is with you is very
romantic. You know, every now and then you're in that mood. But and also snow is pretty magical, isn't it, when it's just fluttering down and
yes,
my floodlight on or something, and you look out and, you know, yeah, the weather outside, you know, and since we have nowhere to go. You know, you've been that.
I love this guy.
I know. I love that guy too.
You know, and so
you need to spread the word, TJ.
What?
You need to spread the word.
Spread the word. Yes, sister, I shall. It's time for me to hit the road and
okay.
Not up the airwaves, and I'm sure y'all, you know, come up with some very good explanations for everything I just said that I would have never thought about, but. And always have water, you know, have nice cold water around because
bottle of Poland Spring right next to the bed at all times.
Or we talked about maybe some fruit. You can bring somebody some fruit in the middle of the night, or have an ice cream party. Those are good things. I came up with a lot of good ideas.
You know, and always keep the lights on to the bathroom so that someone can walk into the closet or.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's done that, I'm sure.
Anyway, ladies, it's always an honor, and I will say that I'll keep the sound on the whole way to hear you, the rest of the 23 minutes I believe you have running, or if it's more or less. So have a great show, and I hope I drive safe. It's really foggy out. Ciao for now,
okay,
ladies.
Drive slowly.
Thank you for the sage
Thank
advice.
Thank you, TJ.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye.
Okay,
what a wonderful, romantic young man.
And I am very blessed, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I know, you are.
Tell you, apparently, he is, too.
If I were his higher love, because they know who I am, and I think we both agree we've been very blessed. So, you know, the world can sometimes manifest what we ask for, and I was very specific in asking for
congratulations
who came into my life. And so, again, it's both people trying to be the very best they can, bringing out the best in each other and cherishing when someone's brought into your life. It really is a gift, not to be taken advantage of, not to be, you know, taken granted for granted. So, again, we're talking about what women want in the bedroom, out of the bedroom, and anywhere else.
And deal breakers.
And deal breakers.
Yeah, don't forget about the deal breakers. See, unfortunately, I came up with more deal breakers than I did with makers.
Okay, so
well, a deal breaker for me would anybody.
We haven't done that yet.
You know,
I haven't heard your deal breakers.
Yeah, deal breakers would be anybody on drugs or anything like that. That's a deal. And facial hair is a deal breaker for me.
Me too. No facial hair.
Yeah, because sometimes, well, you don't like mustaches, right? Is that what it is too?
Yeah, no facial hair. Yeah.
Okay, none whatsoever, huh?
Nope.
Okay. And, Nicole, how about with you? With women, you don't want them to have facial hair either, do you?
No, there'll be no facial hair for me either.
Is that a deal breaker for you, too?
A definite deal breaker for me.
Okay.
None.
So,
and you have to be a good kisser.
Yes. Absolutely. That's on my list.
But, you know, although everybody thinks they kiss good,
they don't.
But, Cindy, I will have you know, for the last two, three months, I have not kissed anybody.
No, not even,
nope.
You know, in a fun way that you sometimes are known to do?
Nope. I am on kissing hiatus, and I've had a lot of flack about it. And I said, nothing personal. I just don't do that anymore.
Well, because you've been reading the book on Tantra, remember?
Yes.
You know, I have a lot of spiritual books, and Kim will take some. And she's been reading them all week, her own books, and one of them was Tantra, about sacred sexuality. So I think it's changed something inside of you, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
You know,
saving my special kisses for a special person.
Oh, and now we were talking about the kinds of things that you appreciate, you love in and out of the bedroom. It was only one deal breaker for you. What about Nicole? What else is a deal breaker for you?
No drugs. Absolutely no drugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the only deal breaker?
Well, you can't be a drunk either, but, you know.
Well,
no excessive anything, really.
I did read the survey on what women found is, like, what they didn't want in bed. Well, they certainly want a man who's clean. That seemed to be at the top of the
list.
That's
on my list.
You know,
it's actually on mine, too.
That seemed to be something. And, again, they also said they didn't like when men were sort of male chauvinists or whatever. I think women are sort of wanting a more tender man, that seemed
to
be something that was now hitting the top of the surveys here. And Nicole, can you give us some vantage point of a lesbian, things that, you know, you might find that you as a lesbian want in a bedroom with a another woman? I mean, is it the same? Is it different?
I think it's basically the same. See, what I guess, in thinking about this topic, what I was thinking about mainly was I was making comparisons of, you know, what I had with my ex versus what I want in my future, what behaviors I would like to repeat and what behaviors I wouldn't like to repeat, you know. And I guess for me, one thing that I definitely want in the bedroom is that with my ex, it was always about her. You know, she put forth almost no effort whatsoever. You know, in the very beginning, she put forth a lot of effort, and then all of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, and, you know, then it was just done, and then it was all about her, you know. And up until the very end, it was always, you know, like I tried to do certain things, and it was just, okay, once she was done, and that was
well,
it.
Well, didn't you also say that she was bisexual, and ultimately she preferred men?
Was my ex bisexual? See, you're just friends with her, so you feel this incessant need to defend her, but... Yes, my ex was bisexual, but if that was the case, then about 4 years ago, my ex should have told me that she was going straight over to the male side. And
but wasn't she also married?
Okay, so maybe that's what women do.
Let's pick on Nicole tonight.
I think the best sex might be between two people who are both free to be with each other, and there's not, you know, a husband wife in the closet somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would have to say that, because my ex was completely not emotionally available. She was completely detached, so I would have to say, yeah.
So what kept you there so long? You were with her like 8 years, if I remember, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, no, I was with her for a very long time. Honestly, I mean, I did love her. And, you know, I did not want to, you know, see the relationship end even for all of its faults. And it was probably one of those situations where I was scared to leave. And, you know, I was scared what would happen if I wasn't there. I was putting too much importance on myself in that relationship. So, you know. We kind
Again,
of just waited
I think
it
choosing,
out and
choosing someone who's first of all knows that who they want in bed and what they want in bed, and not being married and kind of, you know, I think the relationship was somewhat doomed from the beginning.
Oh, it was always doomed in that respect, because I mean, like you guys were saying earlier about how like romance has to start like during the day and stuff like that. Well, I would, you know, I would like bring her cards for no reason. I would give her flowers for no reason. I would make her CDs, and I would do, you know, like certain things that, you know, was just that I thought was being romantic. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, she was still concentrated on the other person in her life. And sometimes he benefited from that more so than I did. And, you know, she was preoccupied because obviously if she was with me, she wasn't really happy in her marriage. So
again, what women want, I think we really want a person who is going to put us at the top of the list, no? I mean, to bring out the best in you in every way, it probably would be nice that the person wants to be with you. You know, you're the person they desire above all else. And, you know, those are things to work on. I know, Kim, you said you had some things on the list. Did we hit all your list, or do you have some other things we didn't get to?
Oh, I just put three more things on it. There's like 68 things on the list.
All right, well, why don't you just name some? Why don't you go down the list a little bit?
Well, the things that are, you know, are in bold letters are honesty is the first one. In the middle of the list, it's a good kisser. And you know, somebody who's faithful, who knows themselves, who's emotionally available. And
emotionally available. Let's take a spot. That's what we were talking about now. Nicole had picked somebody who really wasn't emotionally available.
Exactly.
And
you know, spiritual, you know, there's a few, you know, physical attributes that I appreciate.
And like?
I prefer a taller man, you know, somebody physically attractive. I do not like facial hair. It's just a personal thing for me. I have very sensitive skin. Just clean and, you know.
Clean, that's an important one.
Clean, somebody who smells nice, has good breath, you know. I noticed, just, you know, I work in a strip club, and I come across thousands of men. So, it's you know.
She has it down to a science, what she wants.
Yes. You know, like I said, about 3 years ago, I did write, you know, God to bring me love, and he did bring me love, and I wasn't specific.
He didn't say a soulmate who's willing and able to commit.
Well,
we're
actually,
for
Cindy,
soulmates who are willing and able to commit.
Well, Cindy, I actually...
Let me write that on the list right now.
Taking,
who's willing and able
taking
to
a cue,
commit.
I was taking a cue from Kim, and what I did one day was I wrote a personal letter to God.
Oh,
and
good.
And basically what I had said, I had begun the letter, Dear God, you know, this year these are the things that I would like to accomplish and that I'm going to be leaving things, you know, into your capable hands, and these are the things that I'm going to, that I want to do as a person. This is the work that I'm going to do on myself. This is the work that I want to do for humanity. And in turn, hopefully you will bless me with my soulmate. And what I did was I listed, you know, kind of like a personal ad with God, you know, basically requesting somebody between like 5'2 and like 5'7, 100, 125 pounds. You know, I named all these different attributes, you know. And at the end of my list, I actually wrote, and please, God, make my soulmate other than, and I inserted my ex's full name.
Well, because that's right, because you know that you did, that was good, because you don't want to be brought back the same thing.
I do not want to be confused. I want someone that is not her.
And again, it's, you know, even for our beautiful Kim, who's been pining for that married man who couldn't, you know, come to the plate, it's not whether he's going to be in her life or not. She's just praying for a soulmate who's willing to commit. If it should be this man, it's great. If it can't be this man, God will know that and will bring her another soulmate. Since those of you who are familiar with Grant Me a Higher Love, we have more than one soulmate, thank God. And we're only responsible for our behavior. And Kim has acted as karmically correct as any woman could. And God will reward her for that. So she's going to pray for that soulmate who will be willing to commit, as Nicole knows she has to do too. And she's been very specific that she doesn't want it to be her ex, because she does love her ex in many ways, but she knows it's really, that person's really not the right person for her.
Nope.
For the long haul. And
no, and actually, this, you know, you mentioned that movie with Hugh Grant before, and actually, I'm going to mention a movie that I saw this week. It was Bride Wars with Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway, and it was about, you know, these two brides going absolutely overboard trying to get the weddings that they wanted, and they were best friends and everything else. And basically towards, you know, the very end, when they were talking about soulmates and love and people coming in and out of your life, the narrator turned around and said, you know what, sometimes it's, you know, the person or the soulmate that comes into your life is the person that's always been standing beside you. Meaning the fact that these two women were just absolute soulmate friends and best friends. So, you know, for those who have not been granted their soulmates, Kim and myself included, at least God has bestowed a couple of soulmate friends, you know, in our lives. And, you know, that definitely helps us through the dark times when we don't have those soulmates.
Right. And again, the way that you treat your soulmate friend is the way you should treat your soulmate lover. I mean, someone was saying to me the other day that they felt, oh, you have to be mean to women, because if you're not mean to them, they take you for granted and they walk all over you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to very much disagree with that. I mean, maybe some women, but healed women, a healed person will not walk all over a man who treats her well. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. You know, and in this little soulmate book that I was reading, it said...
And is Soulmate Secret? And who is it by? Do you know the author?
The Soulmate Secret. You know, I dropped the book. I don't know where it is at the moment.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. You know, I'm always
Kim's
like,
got like nine books
like,
next to her, Cindy.
If Arielle Ford...
who is
The
it?
Soulmate Secret by Arielle Ford, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction, which mm-hmm. I am a firm believer in. And a specific point in the book that was really detrimental to me at this point this week was a woman was saying, you know, I always went for men that had great potential. But why should I settle for great potential when I could have the best?
Right.
And it's so funny, that particular word I've used throughout many of my relationships, but they have such great potential. And I've used that word so many times, but they never lived up to their potential. I don't want somebody who has the possibility to have great potential. I want somebody to be at full potential.
That's already, and again, what's been challenging.
And I'm not going to settle for anything less, and that's something that I feel very strongly about. So.
Good. And what's been channeled to me is no more excuses. We can't make excuses for people all the time. Well, he can't wish me a happy birthday because his mother died when he was 8. Oh, he can't be romantic because, you know, he was abandoned as a child. Or he can't, you know, say kind words and loving words and passionate words because nobody said them to him when he was growing up.
Everybody has free will, Cindy.
To undo the past by changing the present, by doing better than we were taught. You know, that's what dead people are always telling me. We taught you wrong things. I didn't tell you how much I loved you when I was alive. I should have told you. You know, so start telling the people you love that you love them. You know, don't always fear the rejection or whatever.
And very quickly, I did speak to a man this week. I've had many phone calls this week. And this is a married man that's been actually pursuing me for about 3 years now. And pretty much I said to him, Matt, you know, oops.
Not real name.
Not his real name.
Name.
I said, I will not be with you. You are a married man. I said, and I gave him a whole bunch of, I told him to go up to his wife while she's washing the dishes and go up behind her and tell her how much he craves her and desires it. She would smack me in the face. She'd think I was drunk. I want to have a girlfriend because all my friends have girlfriends and they have the girlfriends for 4 to 5 years. I said, you know what? If that works for them, great. I ain't going to be a girlfriend. Maybe it's just summer for love, but it's not going to be with me.
Good girl.
And again, you see, she's learned. We're learning the lesson that we're not going to, you know, people who are married and want to have an affair with you are committed commitment phobics. They may be married, but they're not committed to their marriage. And they're not going to be committed to you either.
And
you're
he
afraid
said
of
to
true
me,
commitment.
I said, well, why don't you get divorced if you're both so miserable? He's like, well, she's a really good mother. And it struck me. And I was like, to who? Her kids or you?
All right, women do not want to be mommy to a boy. Let's put it that way. You know, nor does, you know, a woman want to be mommy to another woman or whatever. We want people who are two equals. Soulmate love is two equals, not, you know, you know, mommy or daddy. So, again, you know, this is something to strive for, two equals. You know, very rarely are two people equals in a relationship. It's, you know, there always seems to be shifting power lines, you know, and who yields the power financially, who yields the power sexually, who, whatever. So being equals is pretty important, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Nicole, is that what you
I'm writing that on my list as we speak.
And again,
what were you
and
saying,
again,
Cindy?
Because she's being very specific, we have to be very specific. Very specific in the kinds of person you want, very specific in what you desire. And I think a lack of game playing is important. If you care about somebody, you love somebody, why are you playing all kinds of games? Why don't you just tell the person you love them? Why don't you just stop with, you know, playing hard to get? Why don't you stop with all of that, you know? And, you know, the lack of game playing is an important thing to, like, lead to more intimacy.
I don't know if that exists, so much in the heterosexual community, but game playing in my community is just, out of control.
It's just immaturity, really.
I mean, they have games about their games, you know, in that community. It's really, really very big turnoff. So
again, trying not to play games, trying not to, you know, telling the people how you feel is important. We always have to work at really telling the people that we love them, that we cherish them, you know, to honor and cherish is important. And I think that's what we want to be. We want to honor our partner. We want them to honor us. We want them to cherish us. We want them to tell us that, you know, we're the person they want to be with. You know, a man said to me recently, I'm the luckiest man in the Hamptons because of you. And that's something I like to hear. I make someone feel like they're the luckiest man. And I think we all want to feel like we're that person. And so it's saying the words if you feel it. And, you know, the words
just
will really Excuse me?
Just show appreciation.
Show appreciation,
you know,
of course.
Just show appreciation. And if there's, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're a mate or that you're, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever. I hate referring to them as mates. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that they did anything in particular for you to appreciate them. You can just look at them and just tell them that you just appreciate their very being.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to wind it up. Remember, this is the Grant Me a Higher Love show. The book is How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. Nicole, you want to say a shout-out to anybody?
Tonight I would just like to make a shout-out to Phil and to Jim. And
okay.
Thanks for listening, guys.
And Kim, anything you want to say?
I want to say thank you for the flowers this week, everybody, and good luck to Nicole at Play and Trade in Miller Place.
Thanks for the plug.
And Cindy, I am so happy that you finally found
love,
and that makes me really happy.
You can hear the happiness in your voice, Cindy.
Absolutely.
We're both very happy for you.
Absolutely. And the whole thing is we're just deciding. We've been blessed, and let's just appreciate it. So, again, everything I teach is what I'm learning. So Godspeed in your journey toward a higher love. We'll see you next week.
I love you all.
I love you guys. Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.